You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 2 to 7. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel sent unto his servants, "Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria." And he said unto Jehoshaphat, "Will thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead?" And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses." And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, "Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, "Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And they said, "Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him?" You will notice that when Ahab told Jehoshaphat to go to war with him, Jehoshaphat said, "Let's ask the Lord. Let's inquire from the mouth of the Lord." Then they gather about 400 prophets, and all of them said the same thing, that Ahab should go to that war. But Jehoshaphat in verse 7 now says, "Is there no other prophet we can inquire of?" I'm sure you know the rest of the story. They brought in Micaiah, who now told them that they should not go to that war. Otherwise, they would die. Ahab was going to die at the war. But what I want to point our attention to here is that how come Jehoshaphat was not intimidated by 400 prophets? Many of you today will be intimidated by even a prophet, not to talk of 400 prophets. That's why many believers are defenders of false prophets, because they are easily intimidated. Once a man is 70 years old and is saying prophecy, even though you look at the word of God, it does not align with the word of God, you will agree with it. Why would you agree with it? 400 prophets, and he still trusted in his own discernment. Brethren, you need to be discerning. Some of you know what you are hearing, that the Holy Spirit inside of you is telling you is wrong, but you don't trust the Holy Spirit inside of you. You trust the Holy Spirit in another person, in the person that is speaking. So you are like, I feel somehow, but 400 prophets, and he wasn't intimidated. 400 prophets speaking the same thing. 400 prophets preaching the same message. Today we have them in millions preaching gospels that have no bearing with the Bible. Please don't be intimidated because the preachers with one voice are saying wrong things. Don't be intimidated. Every one of us have the Spirit of God, and we are able to discern. That's why the scripture asks you to test all spirit, to try all spirit, so that you know by what spirit this person is speaking from. Jehoshaphat wasn't impressed by 400 prophets. He still trusted in his own discernment. He knew something was not right about the way they were speaking. He couldn't give a prickle evidence to it, but he knew something wasn't right. And then he asked, "Is there any other person here?" But for those of you who are familiar with the story, even though Micaiah now came and spoke the truth, Jehoshaphat eventually went to war and almost died in that war. And I was wondering, when Micaiah came and told you the true word of God, you were the one that asked for another prophet. How come you didn't listen to that? It's a big problem today. Micaiah, very simple, very ordinary. He doesn't have any big ministry. Just an ordinary man. And he was not doing what everybody was doing. Micaiah is somebody that he will only say what God asked him to say. He was not trying to be in the good book of other pastors. He was not trying to do what everybody is doing, to support all the fathers of faith, even though they are messing up, even if they are disregarding the word of God. And let us just form a cult and make sure that we do not say anything against them, even when the word of God speaks against them. Micaiah didn't join that kind of a group. So there is a tendency to overlook what he was saying, a tendency to ignore it and to go with the majority. Jehoshaphat went with the majority. Did you know that the way the battle was now set, the king of Israel who invited him disguised himself in the battle. Jehoshaphat dressed as king. And the Syrians said they should, he set some special forces that they should only target the king and kill him. But Jehoshaphat cried to God and God rescued him. I was just wondering, you that you just displayed discernment, and that's what happened. You have seen the truth. But somehow this issue of majority, this issue of, well, a man who has built 500,000 seater auditorium, he can't be wrong. A man who has built 2 million seater auditorium, he can't be wrong. You want to still go with the crowd. A man that has churches everywhere in the world, he cannot be wrong. But yet the Spirit of God inside of you is telling you, no, this is not right. But you are falling for majority. Because Micaiah does not look like it to you, even though that is the man that is actually speaking by the Spirit of God. Others were speaking by lying spirit. I pray that the Lord will give you discernment in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.